We should not say Rashi and Baba Kama Dav Peches, that we should not say Rachmona Machia, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu hit you, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave with his Yisurim, via Yomasia, and a doctor is healing you. Like maybe in Svara I would say, since a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that's giving you the Yisurim, maybe it's not up to a doctor. A doctor should not go to heal you. You should rather leave it only for Hashem to heal you. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. No, v'rapi yirapem, the doctor has permission to go and heal you. So he says, like, what is the pasuk talking about? V'chi yirivun, where two people are fighting and one hits another. And still Rashi says, there's a half minute to say, even though your friend hits you, it's called rachmona machia. It's called that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit you. In other words, any type of pain you have, even as from somebody hitting you, you're in an argument, still that's called Yisurim min HaShemayim, like our Gemara we just said by Shein Vayin, it's called the Kapor, it's called the forgiveness. The later in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says, Im Kestev Tal Vesami, if you lend money to anybody from my people, like Esoni Imoch, that is poor by you, is Lasiyaloi Kinoi Shem, Lasiyaman Olav Neshech. When you lend money, like, don't put interest, don't do be over the law of Neshech. So Rashi brings down the drasha from the Gemara and the Mechilta, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Kol Im V'Yim Shabbatari Rishus. Usually when the Torah says Lashon of Im, it means it's up to you to do it, it's a Rishus. Chutz Mishloish V'Zeach Mehen. Except three places, and this is one of them. In other words, even though the Pasuk says, Im Kesef, if you want to lend money, it's not a Rishus, but it's a mitzvah of Chesed, to lend money one to another. Now the pasuk ends off that loisia loy kenosha, you should not beat him like somebody that's pressing him to give the money back, and loisimun olav neshech, you should not put interest. So Bishur B'Leib Diskin wants to say pshat in the end of the pasuk is that loisia loy kenosha means sometimes you want to lend money to your friend, but you're afraid he's not going to pay you back so fast. It's going to take too long. So sometimes what you want to do is you tell him, if you don't pay me back in a certain amount of time, I'm going to start to put interest on it. Now you don't really mean to make him pay interest. You're only doing it that he should pay you back in time. So even at the end when he does pay you back, you don't charge him any interest, he wants to say still that's awesome. That's what the pasuk means here, loisia like kenosha. Don't be kenosha like somebody that's pressing him. And how are you pressing him? By loisim and olav neshech, by putting interest on him. In other words, when you lend money, you're doing the mitzvah of chesed. Chesed means you're doing kindness to somebody else, and don't decide to take something back for it, which that's the law of ribus, of taking something back for the kindness that you're doing to somebody else. Now, on the Etzem Postik, the Be'er Moshe asks, like, if the Postik im chesed is not really just giving a reshus, but there's a chiyuv, like the Rambam Paskin, the Perek Aleph, Mirchas Malva V'Loiva, there's a chiyuv to lend somebody money, so why does the pasuk use the lashon im, just if, which is mashmit, it's up to you to do it, yes, if you don't want, you don't have to. See, one sense of the lashon of im, like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, ein im el lashon tachnunim. It's a lashon like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is begging us, asking us, like, please, like it's a nice way that Hashem is asking us to please lend money, do this chesed one to another. And he wants to explain with the Zohar that Olam Chesed Yibona, Kodesh Baruch Hu created this world with Chesed, means we have to come on to one another. A poor person has to come on to the rich person. A Tipesh has to come on to the Chacham. We have to give and be Mashpia one onto another. And the Zohar says from this, when Hashem sees that Klal Yisrael is being Mashpia, is acting nice one to another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Mashpia down to Klal Yisrael. In other words, we receive our hashpah, we receive our goodness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more Hashem sees that we are giving to one another, the more Hashem sends down His hashpah to us. So therefore, like this lashon of Im Kesev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, like, please, to Klal Yisrael, please do this chesed one to another, in order that I'll be able also to send down more hashpah to Klal Yisrael. Then Pasuk Lamed, it says, V'yan Shei Kodesh Tiyuli, the Klal Yisrael should be holy, should be Anshe Kodesh. Uvosa ba'asod the treifel loisachelu, you should not eat an is of treifel, la kelef tashlichen oisei. Rather throw the treifels to a kelef, to a dog. Sirashi says, the pshat from the pasuk is that im atem kodeshim aprushim ishkutzei nevelos the treifels, harayatem shali, v'yim lav einchem shali. If you watch yourself from not eating treifels and shkosim, then you'll be to me. And if not, you're not to me. So Rashi's mashma, this alone makes you a kodesh, the fact you do not eat a treifus. Other mafarshim want to learn the pshat is v'yanshei kodesh tiuli. You should be noig b'kedusha. And the person that's a kodesh, that's a tzaddik, a kodesh baruch who saves you, protects you, not eat a dov atomei. Therefore, v'asad atreifel eschelu, since you're with noig b'kedusha, a kodesh baruch will protect you not to come to eat a treifus. The Gemara says, tzaddikim, and a kodesh baruch who made with a kolo al yodam. Then the next pasuk, the beginning of Perek of Gimel says, loisisa shem hashov. You should not like accept a false report. Al toshesh yodchim rosha liyos et chomis. Don't be a false witness with a rosha. So the Gemara dashens on this. The Gemara in Psochim and Avkuf Yudches that kol hamasaper loshen hara is royal lashlich lekloven. Whoever speaks or accepts loshen hara, you deserve to be thrown to the dogs. Shenema the pasuk here says loisisa shem hashov. And it's going on accepting, like Rashi says, you should not accept the Lashon Hara, and the Pasuk before says, La Kelev Tashlich Enoisai. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down that the morale is Mazv explains, like why is a person that speaks Lashon Hara supposed to be thrown to a dog, like Mashmi is worse than a dog, because the morale says that the Klovim had this smile in them, that they could hold themselves back at certain times, the Shas HaTzorich. Like L'moshem when Klai is thrown out of Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael yecheras kelav l'shoinai," that the dogs did not bark at them. When it comes a time, the dogs know to hold themselves back. They could hold their speech back. And here a person that speaks Lashon Hara does not know how to hold himself back, so he's like worse than a dog. Therefore, the Einish of speaking Lashon Hara is like you're supposed to be thrown to the dogs to show you're worse than a dog. Then Pasuk Dalet it says, "Ki sifka asher oivcho." If you see your enemies, ox or donkey, Toya is like lost. There's a mitzvah to return it to him. Now in Devarim, Chav Beis, the same mitzvah says a little bit different over there. The other pasuk says, you shouldn't see it like also being lost, but rather, Hoshef Teshivam Liachicha. So the other Ramban explains, what's the Pasuk adding the Lashon of Nidochim? And here it only says, Eschamor Toya. So Ramban explains that Toya means it went off the way a little bit. She Toya Midarkoi. But you could bring it back to its derech to go home. It's not such hard work. But the word Nidochim means like it's running away from you. It's further away. It's harder to go after it to return it to the owner. Still you have to go after it and bring it back to the owner. So the Chofetz Chaim wants to make a Kal V'Chaima. If you see the Torah is so makpid that if your friends or even your enemies, Shor or Chamor, gets lost, that you have to return it to him, for sure if you see another Jew that's getting lost, that's not on the right way, that Avad is a mitzvah, Hoshef Teshuvenu, to help him, to make him return back to the right derech, to start to do mitzvahs, to become a Shomer Shabbos. And like the Gemara in Bar Metzia Darshins, it says, Hoshef Teshivem L'chicho, the Gemara Darshins are filu meyapomim. Even if it gets lost 100 times, still you have to work. And like the Ramban says here, Nidochim means even though it's hard, they ran away from you, still you have to work to return them. So that's Kal V'Chaim with the Chofetz Chaim, even 100 times you have to keep on trying and work on working them until you make your brother Jew return back to be on the right derech. And he also speaks out, of course, there are a lot of people that do it lahachis, on purpose they go against Hashem. That's a different, that we're not talking about. But I call upon them, there are a lot of people that they do, they're not a Shomer Shabbos, just partially because they're Toya, they didn't know better, they're lost. On such people that did not know better and are lost, there's a choiv upon us to try and work to return them, to put them back on the right derech. Now in the same mahalach, the Chofetz Chaim says, Psham, the next pasuk that says, if you see even the person that hates you, his like a donkey that's crouched under his burden is the chodalta miyazav loy ozov tazav imoy. If you see it's hard for him, it's too much burden on the donkey, you should help him and help him pick it up. Help him from picking up his hard burden. He says, if you see a Rosh Yeshiva or somebody that's working the Shem Shemayim and he has such a big oil, it's so hard for him to take the Yeshiva, all the mumness, it's so hard to raise all the money, he's mamish fooling with such burden, for sure there's a mitzvah of oz of tazavimoy to help him stand up to keep the maisid going.
So in Pasuk Yud Beis it says, Sheshes Yomim Tase Masecho Vayom Ashvi Tishbos. 6 days you should do work, on the seventh day Shabbat you should rest. L'man Yenuach Sharcho V'chamarecho V'yinofesh Ben Amoscho V'yager. Then it says, Uvechol Asher Omati Aleichem Tishomeru. You should watch everything that I tell you. And Rashi says, Lasso is kol mitzvah saseh biyazora. Any mitzvah saseh there is, this is a general klal, a general lav, that for every mitzvah saseh there's also a lav to listen to it. And then the pasuk ends off, v'shem elohim acherim lo saskiru. You should not mention any other gods, like avoy dezora, lo yishom apicha. It should not be heard out of your mouth. So the question is, what's the smichas here? First the pasuk talks about shmir Shabbos. Then it talks about not to mention an avodah zorah, not to worship avodah zorah. So the Meshech Chochma wants to say, like the Gemara in Shabbos Dashes on Avkuf Yudches, that kol hamishamish Shabbos kilchosoi afilu oibed avodah zorah kador enesh emoichlin loy. If somebody is a shomer Shabbos, watches Shabbos, doesn't do any averis, even if he has an avera of avodah zorah with him, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him. So therefore the Pasuk is saying now, don't think that when he gets finished watching Shabbos, so you have the mitzvah Shmir Shabbos, you could afford to do Avodah Zorah. You don't have to be afraid of the Avera of Avodah Zorah. So the Pasuk is saying no. Still, the Pasuk is saying even after you Shmir Shabbos, but you should know, V'chol Asher Amati Aleichem Tishomeru, V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yitzkiru, don't go to worship, don't go to even mention the name of an Avodah Zorah. Then Pasuk Yudalid, Sholosh Regolim Tochog Li Bashona. We know we have 3 Yom Tovim, the Gimur Regolim, we have throughout the year. Now Rashi says, what does regolim mean? It means pomim, 3 times. V'chein, it says by Bilim, ki sonu zeh, sholosh regolim. But still the question is, what is it called regolim times like? What does that have to do with the word regal, really a foot? And really we know in Shir Shirim we say, mayofo pamayich, panolim bas nodiv, the chazal darshin, how nice it was, b'shas klayisro went to el regal. So Be'er Moshe wants to say the pshat from a regal means with your feet when you're walking, that really shows how much cheshek, how much will you have and want you have to go to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that shows the way Klai Yisrael is dovek attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really where by Bilam Taki the Pasuk says, Ki Kisani Zeh Sholosh Regolim. That's what the Osen said back, and the Chazal Dashins, the Medrus Dashins, that the Osen told back to Bilam, Ato Mevakesh Lakir Uma HaChageges Sholosh Regolim. That you want to wipe out a nation that has Yom Tovim 3 times. As the pshat is that the Indian of Regal is, it shows how dear Klal Yisrael is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they go with their feet, that shows how close they are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other Mepharshim want to say the Indian of Regal, your feet, you walk. In other words, the pshat is when you're walking, that teaches you. That's your mahalach, that's the way you are going. In other words, what keeps a Jew going, that's the Gimur Regolim. We get our chiyas from the Yom Tovim, like always brought down, one Yom Tov, the chiyas is supposed to last you from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. We learn to be b'simcha the whole year, there's a mitzvah b'samachta b'chagecha, from one Yom Tov he's supposed to take the simcha with you until the next Yom Tov. So regular, it's like walking, that teaches you, that takes you, that keeps you going from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. And really it's a little more deeper than this, that they suffer from the chidor, that says over from the rizitzal, that we know in all the Yom Tovim, there are different nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael, like by Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Shavuos, the Inyan of Matan Torah, by Sukkot and Ani HaKavod. So the pshat is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these nisim, it wasn't only at that time that the nes took effect upon Klal Yisrael to show emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was Kaveh L'doros, that in that day of the year, every single year, there are tremendous oros, light from Shemayim that comes out, that brings out the Ashpo on the world. Like we know on Tezvav Benisin, it's a Zaman Chayruseinu, every single year, the same Mutzah, not the Hashpo that was there by Klal Yisrael had at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's in that time that every single year you could also have that Hashpo. That's why we say, the Chol Dor V'Dor Chayiv Odom Liris Asatzmoy Kilu Yotzmi Mitzrayim. The night of Pesach, you have to feel it, because really the Hashpo of the Nisim are here every single year. Who are din on Shavuos, who are din on Sukkos. So it comes out that from the Gimur Regolim, we're learning the Amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like every single year when we live through the Regolim, it gives us the same Hashpo of the Nisim, the HaKoros in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Amun in Hashem, we should have.
And that's really the hemshech or the psukim here that first starts off with the parasha of Shemitah, which we know Shemitah is bechlal to learn out to have emunah in bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Shabbos is echel ma'aseh breishis, also emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the gimur regolim, that also from the nisim that happened during this gimur regolim, every single year that hashpoh is with us, we remain with the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here in Pasuk Tes Zayin it says V'chag HaKotzir B'kurei Masecho Ashetizve Basodeh. So Rashi says that's going to Chag HaShvuis. Then the Pasuk says V'chag HaOsif, the Chag when you gather together V'tzeis HaShon at the end of the year B'yosmuchos Masecho Min HaSodeh. So Rashi says this goes on Sukkis. So the question is, how come over here the Pasuk calls Sukkis Chag HaOsif and another Psukim it calls it Chag HaSukkis? And the Meshe Chochmo wants to answer like this. He wants to answer the way the Gro, the Vilna Gaon, answered the question, like how come we first have Chag HaSukkis is first that after Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur and Tezvav, the Tishrei, how come it's not right after Nisan, right after Pesach? Klai Yisrael after Yetzias Mitzrayim, they were Zeichel with the Anani HaKovid. We know Sukkis is Zeichel Anani HaKovid. So Klai Yisrael got the Anani HaKovid right away when they went out of Mitzrayim. How come we first have Sukkis later on in the year? And the Vilna Gaon answers like this, that really the fact Klai Yisrael had the Anan Yakovid, the Mon and the Bear, we don't have to make a special remes for it. The same way we don't make a special remes for the Mon or for the Bear. But he says what happened was by the Chet Egel, Klai Yisrael lost the Anan Yakovid. And they didn't have it until after when Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Vaslachti Kidvarecho, when they had the Kapara on Yom Kippur, when Moshe came down with the Luchas Hashniyos. That's when Klai Yisrael got back the Anan Yakovid. So after the Chet Ha'egel, after they got back the Anan Yakovid the second time, that's when they first made a Zecher Yom Tov of Sukkis, Zecher Anan Yakovid. So it comes out like this. Here in Parshas Mishpatim, we're talking about before Klai, this is what the Meshech Chochma now wants to answer. That here in Parshas Mishpatim, we're talking about Koidim before the Chet Ha'egel. So before the Chet Ha'egel, the Yom Tov of Sukkis was not only al zeichel anan yakovid, because before the chet ha'egel, the anan yakovid wasn't taken away. It wasn't anything special to make a yom tov for it. So therefore, here the pasuk stam says v'chag osif, the yom tov was stam with the zman wasifa. But later on, after kisisa, after klai yisrael did the chet ha'egel, and the anan yakovid was taken away, and then they received it back again a second time. From then on, it was kaveya. The yom tov was called chag ha'sukkis. Sukkis means zeichel for the sukkah for the anan yakovid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back to Klai Yisrael. Then Pasuk of Dawud says that Lo Yishtachav El Eloheihem V'lo Yisiyovdeim Lo Yisasek Masayim. We should not worship Avodah Zarah, not go after other strange gods. Then the Pasuk of Hay says, but Va'avadetem Eis HaShem Elokeichem, but we should worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uveirach as Lachmucho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bless our food, our Lachmucho bread, Yesmei Mecho, and our water that we drink. And V'hasi Roisi Machlo Mikirbecho, I'll take away sickness from amongst you. So the Ramban explains this Pasuk of Yavadatem as Hashem, we should worship Hashem, is going back real on the Pasuk before of Avodah Zarah. He says that some people, even though they realize that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is somebody that created the world, still they worship the Shemesh V'Yireach, they worship other things also, because they feel those things could help them. They feel the Shemesh, if we worship the sun will help us, it will make things grow better. They want to worship the Kechovim. So the Pasuk now is saying, no, the Ramban says, V'avaratem eis Hashem Elokeichem. The only one that can help us for anything is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're worried about things will go bad, you want to have a brocha, you want things to go good, don't worry about worshipping the Avodah Zarah, they won't help you at all. But rather, V'avaratem eis Hashem Elokeichem. The Yikr Avodah should be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do the mitzvahs, therefore, Uvei Rachas Lachmucho, that will make the bracha, and that will have food to eat. Lachmucho V'yes Memecho, will have good food and will have good water. At the post again, Zos, V'asi Roisi Machla Mekirbecho, there won't be any sickness. Like the Rambam says, most of the sicknesses come because of the food we eat, either too much or the wrong type of food. So the Pasuk now is saying that the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us will be healthy food. Es lachmucho v'es memecho, will have bracha, will have good food to eat and good drinks. And therefore, v'asi reis v'machla mekebecho, there won't be any sickness amongst us.
And they say more than that, not only from the food we won't get sick, but any other sickness that comes about, also Hashem will watch us, will clean us, will heal us from it. So the Yisoid is, if you want to have Atzlocha, if you want to have good, don't worry about other things, but rather just be of Yavaratem Es Hashem Lokecha. Just do Avodas Hashem, do Mitzvahs, like the Pasuk says, Rei, Hasher Anochi Nesim Lufnechem Es Habrocha V'Yesaklolo. V'Yes Habrocha Asher Tishmun. That's the Metzius. When we do Mitzvahs, when we listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that causes the Brocha to come. Then at the end, in Perek Chav Dalet, the Pasuk says, V'Yel Moshe Omar, Alei El Hashem, Ato V'Yarva Nodi V'Aviyu V'Shivim Zikne Yisrael V'Yishtachavisa Mirochot. That Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe again to come up to the har. So Rashi says, Parsha Zu Nemra Koidim Aseres HaDibros. This Parsha really was said before the Aseres HaDibros. It was said, B'Dalet B'Sivin Nemra Loi Alei. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe to come up on Dalet B'Sivin. So that Ein Muktim Mucha B'Torah, even though this happened before, it's first written now in the Parsha after Mishpatim. So really we have to understand, like, how come this Parsha was written here and not before, like in Parshas Yisroi, when it was talking about the Kabbalah Satayra. Like, what's special about this Parsha? Now in Pasuk Zayin it says that Vayikach Sefer HaBris Vayikra B'yazna Yom Vayomru Kola Shadibra Hashem Naase V'Nishma. Here's what Klai Yisroel answered back to Moshe Rabbeinu when said, Naase, we will do, V'Nishma, we will hear. So the Ber Moshe wants to say the smichus is with the Tana Dvei Eliyahu, that the Tana Dvei Eliyahu says like this, that v'chiven shekiblu Yisrael ol malchus shemayim besimcha, when Klai Yisrael accepted upon themselves the ol malchus shemayim with simcha, v'yomru kol asher dibra Hashem nase v'nishma, is miyadom HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, sheyom le Yisrael yase li mishkon, shenemar dabar b'nei Yisrael v'yose li mishkon v'shechanti v'soichem. Is when Klai Yisrael answered back besimcha, this tremendous way of saying Naase v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was geizer and said, I'll let there be a mishkan that my shechina will be with Klai Yisrael. So therefore, next to the parsha of Truma, which we still start talking about the mishkan, that's why now the pasuk talks about now this parsha again of Naase v'nishma. Now the Brisker Rav explains like this. He says, really there were two in Yonim by Har Sinai. But the Parsha talks about before in Yisroi, that was the union of Kabbalah Satorah. That in Har Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the Aseres HaDibros. That was Kabbalah Satorah by Har Sinai, that there's a mitzvah to remember it every single day, as the Pesukim in Ves Chaimen says, we spoke about. So what's Mishkadish now in this Parsha here at the end of Mishpatim is that not only for the Kabbalah Satorah, but it was Hachona for the Kabbalah Satorah. That means first, Klal Yisrael had to accept upon himself to become Gerim, to accept upon himself the bris, to be in Klal Yisrael. And here it talks about that Moshe Rabbeinu brought a korban, and with the Zrikas Hadam, that was Nishlam Inyan of a Ger. Like we know, a Ger, B'yikr, has to do three things. First of all, they have to have Mila, that Klal Yisrael made right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then they have to have Tefillah, that they have, that's what says in the Tzukim, like the Pasuk says, Lechelom v'kidashtem hayem imocho v'chibsu samloisam. So they went to the mikvah, they had to be toivel. And now the third Indian is a korbin or kabbalas hamitzvahs. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did now in this parasha, that the Pasuk says, v'ikach Moshe sadam v'yizruak alom and v'yomer hine dam habris ashekoros Hashem imochim al kol advorm heilu. So he wants to say the Briskara that this Parsha here is different than the Parsha before, that here we're talking about Kabbalah Samitzvis, about Kabbalah Sabris, to become a Yid, to become a Jew, to have Geris. Like before, Kabbalah Satero, Klaius was the Kabbalah upon himself Geris. So he wants to explain that's the difference, that before in Yisrael it only says the word Naseh, Sam they will do. Naseh, that goes on the Kabbalah Satero. And the Torah Naseh they will do. That here it says, Nasa v'nishma, nishma goes upon that they're going to watch now the bris that they will mekabel, the union of Geris. That's why here, after Geris, now they said, Nasa v'nishma. And that's Pshan, this Pasuk Zayin, that after the Korban, after Moshe was Zorak the Dam, then it says, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Vayikra B'yozna Yom. Sefer HaBris means now, this was the Gemar of the Geris, that the mekabel upon themselves Geris.
and on this Geirus needs a Kabbalah, you have to accept upon yourself. So for this they answered and said, Vayomru, Kol Asher Dibur Hashem, Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh means true, we'll do the Torah, but V'Nishma means a Lashon Kabbalah, will accept upon herself the Geirus. And also that's the way it explains why this Inyan comes after Parshas of Mishpatim, because the Mishpatim, those are also halachis, that a ger has to be mekabel. You have to mekabel upon yourself these halachas before you can become a ger. So now, before the mekabel geris, first you have to have the parts of mishpatim. They have to know what they have to do, the mishpatim, and then the mekabel geris upon themselves. Now we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos and of Peches, the Omer Bloza, that Bishor Shekedimu Yisrael Nasel Nishma, when Klai Yisrael said Nasel Nishma, is Yotzo Baskel V'Yomrelhem, Migilo Labonai Rozeh Shemalchi Asheros Mishtamshim Boi. Who taught Klai Yisrael to talk like this? This is the way Malachim talk. Tehsev Oisei Devorai Lishmoye Bekel. Bekel Devorai. Is Bereisha Oisim V'Hoda Lishmoye. And really the Mashor over there explains that the Inyan of a Malach is, he doesn't have his own rotzen. He doesn't have his own desire to do or not. Everything that he does is only totally because that's the rotzen of Hashem. He's like bought the 100% to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way Klai Yisrael also became now by Har Sinai, by Mount Teruah, that when they did things, it wasn't because that's what they wanted to do for their own doing, but it was totally to do, they were like bought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do the rotzen of Hashem. That's what also the Brisker Rav wants to explain here, that's this Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh, of course, means we'll do what you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants. V'Nishma sometimes means, let's understand it, that we should do the way we want it also. And that's no. What he said here is Naaseh, and the Nishma is the explanation on the Naaseh. Naaseh we will do. And Nishma, you know what we want to hear? Is only to be able to understand, to know how to do what you want. His our understanding was only a way to be able to be a Naser, to do the mitzvah, to do the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, there's a famous word here from the Beis Halevi, these medayot that the Gemara says a loshin, Dorash Reb Simoi, that Bishor Shehekdimu Yisrael Nasel Nishma is Bo Shishim Ribuya Shomalchi Yashoros L'cholecha B'yechom Yisrael V'korshu Loshnei Ksorim Echot K'neged Naser V'nyecha K'neged Nishma. That 600,000 Malachim came down, Malachi Asheris, with two crowns, and they put a crown on every single Jew, one Kineged Naseh, and one Kineged Nishma. This Medayek Mashram Simoi said, B'shor Shekedimu Yisrael Nasla Nishma. They said first Naseh, and then they said Nishma. Mashram is because they said one before the other. So he explains like this. A person can learn Torah really for two reasons. First of all, we know we have to learn Torah Almanas Laslis. We have to learn Torah to know the mitzvah, to know what to do. If you don't know what the halachas are, what the mitzvahs are, you can't do the Torah. Like the famous mashal, somebody wants to be a plumber and he doesn't know how to fix pipes, before you know it, you just have a flood there. Before you go to do a job, you have to learn the halachas. So before you know to be a Jew, you have to learn the halachas. You have to know what to do. That's one reason why we learn Torah. Secondly, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah, because that's the Rotzon Hashem. There's a mitzvah in Limud HaTorah. Like we say, V'salma Torah K'neged Kulam, the biggest mitzvah we have is Limud HaTorah. Therefore, he says, if Klai Yisrael would have said, Nishma V'Naseh, it would be Mashma, you know why Nishma, you know why we want to learn Torah, is only because of Naseh, in order to know how to do. And the difference is that once you know all the mitzvahs, once you know all the Torah, you can stop learning. You know everything already. But Klai Yisrael said not like that. Klai Yisrael said Naseh. In other words, first we'll learn the Torah Almanas Lasseis, to know what to do, to know all the mitzvahs. But even after we finish that, still it's Naseh V'Nishma. Still we will continue learning, because we know that's the Rotzen, that's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should continue learning Torah. Like it's brought down, that what's called an Oyved Hashem, the Gemara says in Chagiga, what's the difference between an Oyved Hashem and an Oyved Hashem? Zeh mi sheshona pirkoi meya pomim, v'zeh mi sheshona pirkoi meya v'yechet pomim. There's a difference if you learn something 100 times, or you learn something 101 times. And what's the difference? The pshat is like this. If you learn it for a certain amount of time, the pshat is you want to know, learn to know it. And when you know it, you finish. 101 is the pshat like you never finish. even after you know it very well, still you continue learning because you want to be an Eved Lashem. There's a mitzvah, limud haTorah, to learn the Torah, lishma, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn Torah. So that was the greatness that Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh, that means we will do, knows we will know how to do. And even after that, Nishma, we will still continue learning the Torah. All right, we'll stop here.